You are listening to Jackson Scanberg's Smooth Sailing. Tonight's broadcast was recorded on February 13th, 2021.
Come join the fun, it's a merry-go-round. and welcome to Smooth Sailing. Can you hear me, John?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're a little quiet.
Okay, let me turn myself up. Again, as always, we've had some audio problem in the past, specifically on my end. How about now? How do I sound now?
Might be a little better. It's good enough, I think.
Okay. Today, we will be having Mr. Jackson Detterbeck on to talk to us about whatever Jackson wants to talk about. Jackson,
wait,
are you there?
You, Jackson? Or whatever you, Jackson, wants to talk about? Or whatever I, Jackson, wants to talk about?
That's a good question, Jackson. I think you, Jackson, want to talk about.
But you, as I was saying it, or you as you're saying it?
You as I am saying it. Unless you am I.
Who am I?
Who are you? That's the first question of the night. Mr. Jackson, the other one.
The other one. Wait.
I'll just call you Jackson. I'll go by the captain.
So, for the duration, you want to be called as Sir Captain, sir?
I prefer the term Lord Captain.
Lord Captain. What makes a Lord Captain? It's both a captain and a lord of a place?
Yeah, I own the entire ocean. All of it.
The entire ocean?
All of it. Yes. I got the entire ocean as my birthday present.
Who gave you the gift?
I gave it to myself.
You gave it to yourself?
Yes.
So you just said, as my birthday present, I'll give the ocean to myself.
Yes, of course. That's how international politics works.
Is it? Is it now? And the UN was, like, A-okay with that?
Yep, perfectly fine. You know, the UN has a birthday call, and we're going to commercial break already.
Darling, I still hear your name through the windshield wipers and the driving rain. I'll be crossing Rocky Mountains in the morning. And it's one too many lonely nights when the highway comes to be a way of life. Seems like about the time I'm getting there, I'm going. Hear that Peter Bell wire down the solid white line. I don't make it there on time. Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, line it up until I'm on. I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms. But if I know that you'll be waiting there, then you know that the way, girl, that I can bear. I can see your face in the headlights, lonely glare. With a big old moon steady on the rise and the hammer down above the great divide, I'll be pushing through till I'm back where I belong. Hear that Peter Bell whine down the solid white line. Make no money if I don't make it there on time. Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, wind it up until I'm on. I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms. So watch the sunset on the west Arizona sky. Feel the cold wind on cold to pass old night. Hear that Peter Bell whine down the solemn white line. make no money if I don't make it there on time. Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, wind it up until I'm on. And I've got 14 gears to get you back in my arms. Get you back in my arms.
And we're back. Previously, before the commercial break, we did an introduction to our interviewee, or not even, we were talking about stealing the ocean. Anyways, I am Lord Captain Jackson.
And I'm not Lord Captain Jackson. I'm just Jackson.
And you are listening to Smooth Sailing on WJEB Radio 101.1 FM, Milwaukee's finest country. Now, Jackson, what do you think about the birthday clause that the United Nations has? If it's your birthday, you can do anything.
I think it's a bit odd, right? But I didn't know that the United Nations like recognized the specific calendar, too, right?
I'm pretty sure they do recognize a specific calendar.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
The calendar with my birthday on it.
It's like, oh, let's all do the Gregorian calendar. It's the new cool calendar. I want to go back to the Julian calendar, right?
You want to end up with winter and summer a couple thousand years from now? Is that
yes.
Really what you want?
Yes! Yes!
You want Christmas weather in July? You want a Christmas in July?
Look,
for real?
Yeah. HHH Greg, you know, they knew what they were doing, right? Panasonic Blu-ray, $99. HHHHHHH Greg. Everything's on sale. And Christmas in July. Just
can you
make that happen.
Explain, can you please explain to our less cultured viewers what HH Greg is?
Okay, so HH Greg is this great electronic retailer that might have somewhat gone bankrupt, I think years ago. But they had a commercial. And that's the entire story. That's everything.
What was
you need
in the commercial? What was in the commercial? We never mentioned that.
I mean, it's not really important. They do a jingle. Everything's on sale in Christmas in July. HHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHHH extend Christmas season to July, but that's... Fun fact, my birthday is in July, so really, I'm Christmas.
You are Christmas, all of it.
All Christmas is me. I am Christmas. You know, like, you know how you're, it's love, Jackson Scanberg. Well, I'm Christmas.
Yes.
Every Jackson at birth gets to be one thing.
Is this like that one movie where, like, instead of, like, a superhero team, it was, like, all the Christmas, like, all the holiday characters?
I have,
you know,
never
what I'm talking
seen
about?
That, but almost certainly. It is a reflection of the true reality filtered through the eyes of Hollywood.
This is like the Nightmare Before Christmas, where all the doors lead to a different holiday, except all the doors are Jackson. It's all Jackson, always has been. And we're going to commercial again.
Finding a phone in a car isn't that unusual anymore, except when it leaves the car for greener pastures, the high seas, or a leisurely lunch. Radio Shack keeps you in constant communication with their affordable, transportable cellular telephone.
Hello? Oh, yes, he's right here. It's for you.
Yes, I heard about the merger. Buy 100 shares.
The affordable, transportable cellular telephone. Only at Radio Shack.
Hello, Jackson. Are you there right now?
No, I'm not here. I'm actually, I was trying to think of something clever. I did not think of it in time. Yes, I am here.
Jackson and all the viewers listening to Smooth Sailing on WJEB Radio 101.1 FM. Tonight has been a very commercial-filled night. We may have to call the show early, depending on how busy it is. I'll let it go till 7. If I get no more calls, then we'll see. But as it's standing, I've been pretty swamped. Jackson, I'll let you reschedule toward to next week when I'm not getting swamped, if this is the case. But Jackson, tell the viewers some stuff about yourself. I know you're in Mage.
Yes.
I know that Mage has been accused of being aliens by a previous guest on this program.
They have? But yep. I can tell you for sure that it's 100% not true. Us lizard people were actually the first people to be created on the Earth. Humans came afterwards.
Who built the pyramids, Mr. Lizard? The aliens or the lizards?
Well, it's actually a fun fact. The pyramids aren't actually pyramidal in shape. They're actually just like large divots in the ground. And people go like, what? That's all there is there? And so everyone just lies afterwards and says that this pyramid's there because they don't want to admit that they wasted all the time and effort going to see what's essentially just like a shallow hole in the ground.
But don't pyramids extend upward, Mr. Lizard?
Yes, they do, but there are no pyramids there. It's really just a divot in the ground that people just say, oh, it's pyramids extending to the sky. Wow, I saw it. It's so cool. But that's not true at all. It was never true.
So the pyramids just don't exist. They're just giant holes in the ground where people say they are?
It's not a giant hole. It's like a shallow hole. But it's wide, right? And you can tell, like, oh, there's like, it goes down a little bit. But it's not really that big of a deal, right? It's like, yeah.
Mr. Lizard, would you classify this as a, quote, epic prank?
It's not really an epic prank. It's just like a miscommunication, honestly, right? It's a miscommunication that originally started back in the days when, like, they needed more dirt for the underground terrariums, right? And they just said, oh, let's get the dirt from above here, right? But then there's no... They saw... other people saw all these, like, big dudes, like, getting the dirt, and they're like, oh, there must be something happening. But really, it was just a little bit of the dirt extraction, right?
Yeah, just a little bit of the dirt. They just took the dirt and extracted a bit from it.
Yeah. Exactly, right?
Perfectly normal. Was it perfectly justified? Would you say it's perfectly justified?
Everyone knows that justifications don't exist. There's no way you can justify doing anything when instead you can just ascend to the cosmos, right? But we don't. Why? I don't know, I guess. For kicks?
I don't know what? What did you just say?
Oh, like, everyone, right, just can, like, you know, just ascend to the cosmos like that, right? It's like ascending to the cosmos. But we don't. And why don't we ascend to the cosmos? I don't know. We just do it for kicks, right? You can't justify anything when instead you could be going to the cosmos.
We don't ascend to the cosmos for kicks. Exactly. What you're saying.
Yes.
That's a very interesting statement.
It's not a very interesting one. It is the most boring statement imaginable.
From a certain point of view.
Not from a certain point of view, from every point of view, right? Our other views, right, are just inherent, like, self-occlusions of the true view, because they do not want to admit that the reason why they weren't ascending to the cosmos is just no reason, right?
Mm-hmm. This... I am very confused with your argument right now. You have boggled my mind. I am boggled, Mr. Lizard.
Well, you know what they say. Minds are meant to be boggled. They're meant to play
that.
Boggle. Boggle is the purest form of expression in the universe. Play Boggle right now. This
Boggle.
Statement sponsored by the Boggle Company.
Wait, Boggle's a real company?
It's a game, right? You know Boggle?
Yeah. I know the game Boggle, I think. Is that the one where you hit, like, a... It's like a plastic, what's it called? A plastic semi-sphere over a bunch of dice, and you push it down and you pop the dice? Or something? Is that Boggle?
I think that's a version of Boggle, but the original version is that you just have a bunch of dice with letters on them, and it's inside this like little thing that you shake around, and it forms a grid with the dice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to make as many words as you can out of the letters in that grid. It's like Scrabble, but not as fun.
What do you think about Scrabble? Scrabble's actually one of my least favorite games out of, like, the classic games.
You think Scrabble is worse than Monopoly?
Yes, I actually do. I do. I do think Scrabble is worse than both Monopoly and Candyland.
You don't do anything in Candyland!
You spin a spinner.
You don't spin
really
a spinner! No, it's... Unless you think
right. Yeah, you draw cards. And the
yeah,
cards
you draw cards, and you just go. And there's, like, no choice. There's no... You can't do anything. Everything
it's from
is
simple mind.
There
running.
Is truly no skill in Candyland.
Hey,
right?
Hey. You
no.
can win a lot of money.
Skill comes from cheating by stacking the deck for yourself beforehand, right? But if you don't do that,
true.
There's no point. And in the first place, it's no point, because no one wants to bet over who wins Candyland, right? No, you try to go to your friend and say, hey, I bet you $500 I'll win at Candyland. And they'll say, no, why would I make a bet over Candyland? That's ridiculous. And you're like, but I really want to get your $500. And then they'll be like, Jackson, did you break the deck again? And I'll be like, no. Then can I cut the deck? No. You know, stuff like that. That's why I don't play Candyland, and that's why every copy of Candyland is going to go into the pyramid hole.
The pyramid hole. Speaking of giant holes where things are buried, do you know about the famous E.T. grave somewhere in the Mexico border?
Oh, is that where they shoved all the copies of E.T., the Atari game?
Yes.
Yeah, I know of it. From watching, like, Angry Video Game Nerd a decade ago.
What do you think all that, all the copies of E.T. could have been used for if this tragedy hadn't befallen them?
Scrap metal?
How much money, like, raw, give me a raw monetary value for how much you think the E.T. pit worth is worth.
I mean, monetary value of objects like that depend on the factor of supply and demand, right? So, I don't know. I think most people would be like, this is tainted and would not even want to touch it. So I guess like $5 for a lot of them?
About $5?
$5.
That's... It has to be more than that.
I mean, like, reclaiming stuff is actually a pretty, like, expensive process. That's why most of the time when you recycle, it just gets shipped off to your landfill instead of actually recycled.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Hey, it's the moral of trying to do the right thing that counts. Don't quote me on that. I don't. That's not going in the books. I never said that. I've said a lot of things on this show, but I haven't said that. That's one thing I did not say. Did you hear me say anything, Jackson?
I have never heard you say a single thing in my entire life.
Good. Speaking of, we kind of spun off topic, but we were talking about Mage, or I was going to talk about Mage. What
yes.
can you tell me about the club I showed up to the first few meetings for and then promptly did not?
Know, a very handsome guy is running a Pixelmon Minecraft server and Mage. It's really, the guy is incredibly handsome and amazing, and actually has the best name of all time, too.
It's Jackson.
It might be one Jackson Dedevec, yes. How'd you guess?
My comrade, Mr. Foodman, who I had had on last week by the name of Mitch Hendricks, plays on that server.
Does he now?
Yes.
Does he? Well, I'll tell you what. He is a very cool guy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool is Mitch Hendricks?
5.
An easy 5?
Nah, it's a very difficult 5.
Mr. Dedevec, I have a question for you.
Don't say it.
Okay, I won't.
You can say it.
Okay, now I will say it. What does the name Cookwell Genderfife mean to you?
Oh, God. Oh, isn't that, like, a character I played?
How did you come up with the name Cookwell Genderfife?
Well, you know, I was thinking, what is a name that I haven't heard before? And it came to me like a revelation from God. Cookwell Genderfife.
Do you think this is a divine message to you? The name,
no.
That is. No.
No.
Is it accursed?
I'm going to be honest. I don't think even a cursed message can get that up. I'm afraid I have to assume it's a Jackson original.
Is that a good or bad thing? I honestly don't know.
Not all things are good or bad. Some things are just thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is one such thing.
It just is.
It just is. There's no moral judgment cannot be impaired onto it. It just is.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You seem to be in disdain when you said, "Oh God, is that a character I played?" Why did you preface that with, "Oh God"?
You know, sometimes I say things, right?
Mm-hmm. We all sometimes say things.
Next question?
Okay. Mr. Dedevec, what is your major?
My major currently is computer science.
Have you ever touched a computer, Mr. Dedevec?
It depends on what you mean by touch, computer, and A.
Have you ever touched... In the general sense.
What do you mean by the general sense? What is the general sense of a computer? See, this is a part of the fallacy of communication. For you have an idea in your head, a sequence of electrons firing from neurons, right? But you're trying to convert those into radio waves, right? And then, not radio waves, into vibrations of the air, which are then converted into electronic signals, right? Which are then converted once again into vibrations through the air, which are then converted into neurons firing in my head. And there's no possible way to be absolutely 100% for sure that the same neurons that are firing in your head are the same neurons that fire in my head, if you can even say there is, because on a fundamental level, right, brains are inherently different, and the conversion between thought and mind is entirely different, and the conversion of the airwaves into electronic signals are entirely different, and vice versa, right? There's no way to be 100% sure that two people can ever talk on the same thing, right? So in reality, right, there's a term in psychology called the mental set, right? Which is when you think of a bit told a noun, what is the specific instance of a noun that you assume it is of, right? When I say car, what's the innate thing do you think of when you say car? You think of, like, maybe it's like a red beetle, maybe it's like a green race car, right?
I think of the Model T.
You think of the Model T.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's your mental set of a car, right? And when you get more information about it, it does change. But you don't get told every quality of a car, right? If I told you, oh, I drove my car to work, right? You assume, right? You see, I won't tell you more information about that because it's not important. So in your head, right, you assume like your mental set of the car until given more information, right? And then just like, and you're on generally the same page, but you can never be on the exact same line, right? You can never know the exactness of each thing. And even if I give more information, like I say it's a red car, right? Your red is different from my red, too. And so it's impossible. That's why we should never talk about anything ever.
But if we never talk about not talking about everything ever, why will people talk about something if they don't know not to talk about anything?
Because they're idiots.
What is your neuron definition of an idiot?
Me, Jackson Scanberg.
Wait, you're me?
No, I'm me.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
S?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Mayhaps.
Laps.
Brap.
Going to the pool to run some laps with my chaps. Dabs.
I tip my hat to you, good sir. You have outdone me with your rhymes. Your funny wordplay, funny man.
Am I a funny man? Or
I don't
am
know.
I?
What's your definition of funny?
I don't have one. This leads to many problems where I say something and people are like, why the hell did you say that? Right? I talk to my roommates, right? And he's like, why would you just lie? That's not funny. I'm like, but it's funny when I say, ha, 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 ha. You have a nose with a monocle on it. But apparently it's a non-sector. And
non-sequitur?
Non-sequitur. Thank you very much, John Blakey.
I can't... Yes, I am John Bilkey now. I own this station.
Spikey.
And John Bilkey is now Mitch Hendricks. And Mitch Hendricks is now The Void.
The Void. Give me on The Void. Do you enjoy The Void?
I find it calming.
Right. Are you a big Void man? If you can go to The Void right now, would you?
No, not right now.
Why not? It's so inviting.
Because I might
get fired.
I'm on the job.
But The Void wants you, Jackson Scanberg. It wants you.
Tell it it can have me back when I'm off work.
It feels a deep, sensual connection to you.
What?
Do you feel your touch? The caress of your hands.
I don't want this.
And
I don't want this.
Deepest, most sensual
really
places.
This.
Go I on. Need... Touch The Void.
I don't want this.
Look into the abyss. And when the abyss looks back, you'll find a deeper connection than you could ever know.
I want to get off Jackson Scanberg's wild ride, and not my Jackson Scanberg, but Jackson's Jackson Scanberg.
Anyway, that's The Void.
I don't know who we are anymore.
Do we ever know who we are? Right? Anyway, that's my introduction. Next question.
Next question. Jackson, did you know that our usual game tomorrow is probably canceled? Because nobody has filled out the form besides Mitch.
Look, I'm very slow at filling out forms, right? I'm too busy convincing The Void to go for the person they love most, right? They need, like, moral support. They're like, can I really do this, Jackson Derbeck? Will they love me back? And I'm like, of course. Of course. Jackson Scanberg.
No. I'm Jackson Derbeck. I'm not talking to The Void.
Are you Jackson Derbeck?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Or are you Grebanask non Skadge?
You just took the syllables in my name and rearranged them.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. But either way, you need to prove it in court. And you can't, because I have Mr. Webster Dictionary hostage.
See, fun fact, did you know Webster was one of the first billionaires of America?
No. But now I do.
He rode his fame off of the back of making the English language just a little bit different from the British version and selling it as the American dictionary.
Oh, isn't he the fuckface why the defense and defense is spelled differently than offense?
Yes, pretty sure.
Fuck him. He's like, oh, ha, 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 I'm going to simplify English language, but by doing so, I'm actually making it more complicated. Ha, 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 ha. That's why you can never trust old white men in monocles, right?
What about old white men without monocles?
Trust them unconditionally.
Unconditionally?
Unconditionally. You know, if your nation, right, is like getting like, ha ha ha, we're taking you as slaves, right? You just trust them.
I don't know about that. That seems like bad advice. I think you might have ulterior motives for saying that.
Okay, when in this entire conversation have I ever given advice that is less satisfactory? Never. Not once. That's the answer.
Fine. You haven't given a single piece of bad advice all night.
See? This is how you win. You gotta
this
gamble.
This is how you win.
this is a game and how I play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, let me make you understand.
Mr. Tedderbeck, did you have any exams this week at the Milwaukee School of Engineering?
Did I have any exams? I had a quiz. Does that count?
Sure.
It was on counting.
It was on counting, like,
yes.
Like how high did you have to count?
I believe it was to, actually I have it on here right now. File moves are missing. Not now, it's not. It was 13,526,000.
And what were you counting? Numbers?
If you have a license plate and it has 3 digits and 3 letters, how many different ways can you make the license plate? God damn, I think I did a question wrong. Fuck. Wait, because numbers... Okay, if numbers, right, were like, you had 3 numbers and 3 letters, I did it right. If it was, you could have any mix of numbers and letters, as long as there's 3 numbers and 3 letters, then I did it completely and utterly wrong.
Well, how do license plates work? Is it always 3 letters followed by 3 numbers?
It does not matter how real license plates work. It matters on how theoretical math license plates works.
And then why don't you just claim in the fictional math universe you were working in, this is how it worked?
I can't, because I did not state that as my assumption.
Hmm. You should have put that as one of your givens.
I should have.
Given, this is my universe.
Given, I always answer the question correctly.
How do you,
think
the void is doing right now?
How do I think the void is doing right now? Kind of hurts. Honestly.
Oh.
It knows it's not the only thing in your life, but it just wants that connection. That deeper moment. It wants to see you. To see your every fold, and it's sad that it needs to spend an even 1 more minute away from you. It's crying. It's down.
Yes, have you ever been to a zoo?
Have I ever been to a zoo? Yes.
Have you ever been to an aquarium?
Yes.
Have you ever been to an amusement park?
Yes.
What's the worst aquarium you've been to?
I do not remember, for I do not remember the specific aquarium I was at, just the fact that I was at an aquarium at all.
What's your favorite zoo?
I do not remember it. I only remember only the fact that I was at the zoo and not the specifics of any zoos I was at.
How many amusement parks have you been to?
Let me count. 1, 2, 3. If the amusement park was closed, but we did go to its front gate, does that count as going to the amusement park?
Wait, did you legitimately pull a, National Lampoon's Vacation and go to a closed amusement park?
I did one better. For one birthday I had, right, I went to an anime con with my friends. Now, the thing is, none of us actually like anime. So we spent the entire time at the parking lots. We got to tour all of the parking lots in Rosemont. It was an incredible time. Did you know that parking lots are actually really cool? Because they go like, ooh, and then ooh, and then you can see from the top of them, wow, that's a lot of places. I'm at the top of a parking lot.
Wait, a parking lot or a parking garage?
Shit, they're called garages, aren't they? Because it's like, right, no, it's still a lot, right? It's a lot, right,
it's a
that you have parking
lot.
On. It's a lot,
yeah.
That you have parking on, right?
But,
you can, parking garages are a subset of parking lots.
No, parking lots are a subset of parking garages because a parking garage is made up of a bunch of tiny parking lots.
What? No, a parking a lot, right, is a place, is a piece of land, right? A parking lot is a piece of land that has parking on it, right? A parking garage is a garage with places to park. Therefore, since garages must be built on land, right, they're a subset of parking lots.
Fun fact, one of the viewers is telling us, did you know that a parking garage is called a parkade in Canada?
He also said that the Rosemont Convention Center hosts the largest furry convention in December annually. We did not say that part now, did we?
I didn't want to announce that part.
Why not? Are you scared, Jackson Scanberg?
No. It's just not part of the conversation we're having right now about parking lots and garages.
Why not?
Because it's not. Because I know how it connects, because you mentioned Rosemont for like a second, but it has no connection to the topic at hand.
I mean, does anything ever really follow? Right, I told you there's no justification, right, for anything. That's because there's no predicates. Predicate logic is immoral and impossible.
Who's your manager? I want to talk to your manager.
Who's my manager?
Mm-hmm.
My manager is God.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. This manager is God.
You know, Jackson Scanberg is a very religious guy.
Highly religious. I'm just a fanatic. I fast 6.5 days a week.
Now, have you ever heard of the general Scanberg?
No.
He led the rebellion against the Ottoman Empire.
You're making this up.
Why would I make it up?
Because Scanberg is a last name that emerged, to my knowledge, and I have it, only a few centuries ago from probably a misspelling when moving to America.
Yes, Scanberg, but I'm talking about Skanderberg. Skanderberg?
Oh, Skanderberg. No, I'm not right. Related to the Skanderberg.
Are you? How do you know you aren't, right?
I'm not sure at all. I'm not related to that specific person.
I mean, when you go back far enough, right, everyone's related to everyone. Right?
Or maybe we're not.
All sex is incest. It's just a fact.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because it implies something.
Everyone?
It implies genetic problems. And there would be no genetic problems.
It does not imply genetic problems, right? Two brothers can have sex, and that would be incest, but by definition...
Okay, we don't... You're right.
As I always am.
Fine, you're right.
Yes, I have won the conversation. Do you know what winning a conversation entails?
Winning a conversation... Mental
it
exhaustion.
Becoming Lord Captain of the Seas, baby! I took it away from you, you fool!
On my birthday?
On your birthday!
Oh.
Ha!
Oh, this is the worst birthday ever. This is just awful. This is incredibly sad.
It is. It is, you know. I only wanted the best for you. But you know, the void? The void is only looking into you for your power and influence. Now that you have none, they'll just go away.
Mr. Scanberg, Lord Captain.
Yes, Scanberg, yeah.
No, you're still Jackson Scanberg, so technically you took your own title, and I'm Jackson Detterbeck, so technically I still won the conversation. In a way. In a weird roundabout way.
No, see, you're using predicate logic again? What did I say about predicate logic?
Predicate logic is completely fair and balanced.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Jackson Derbeck.
And with that, we're going to be going to commercial break for our halftime show. Use the bathroom. Do whatever you need. We'll be back in, after Copacabana is done. This has been WJUV Radio 101.1 FM, Milwaukee's Finest Country Radio.
Treat your walls to Edgewagon's paint from Menards. Stock up on Inside Latex Flat Paint. It's lemon-scented till dry and washable, keeping rooms beautiful, just $6.99 after $2 mail-in rebate. Polaroid offers you big savings on the Job Pro camera. It's ideal for the contractor for estimating and documenting. Just $34.88. Also, receive a free flashlight set with mail-in rebate. Find low prices every day at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
And we're back with Smooth Sailing on WJUV Radio 101.1 FM. I am Jackson Scanberg once again, and I'm here with Jackson Detterbeck.
Howdy.
Once again. We now resume our perfectly normal episode of Smooth Sailing, where nothing special and nothing crazy has happened so far.
I have never done a single crazy thing in my life.
Mr. Detterbeck, I would like to now talk to you about something that we do together annually. And by annually, I mean weekly on Sundays, usually. Would you like to introduce to the people what I'm talking about? Or do you have no idea what I'm discussing?
Yeah, so he's talking about when we go go onto your Discord, right, and I make an excuse for why I'm late that particular time, right? So one time it was because I overslept, the other time it was because I overslept, and the other time it was because I overslept. Generally, I sleep too long on Sundays, and that's a real problem because it screws up my entire sleep schedule.
And why do you sleep too long on Sundays?
It's because I spend all of Saturday night playing video games, because I am irresponsible and am unfit to be an adult and a productive member of society.
What video games do you play, Mr. Detterbeck?
You know, it's just games, right? You know, it's like RimWorld, Crusader Kings 3, Dota 2, Workers and Resources, Soviet Republic, you know, common popular games.
What about Pixelmon? I hear you own a Pixelmon server.
I don't own it. Well, I do. I operate. So, owning in this situation is kind of a weird word, right? Because the actual computing software itself, I'm renting from a company, right? But the server is, I run the server, obviously, right? And I have, when you say own the server, like, I own the instance of the server, but I do not own
the machine.
I do not own the machine, yes.
How much do you think it would cost to buy the actual machine?
The machine that we're using it to run on, or...
the machine you're using it to run on.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, they use it to run, like, a lot of service, right? You don't just build, like, a new thing for each client. It's, like, a common...
No.
Yeah, so it's, like, I imagine if I want to get the whole thing, that'd be a lot of money. But if I want something with the same capabilities the service running on, it'd probably be pretty cheap. The only problem is it's going to require, like, port forwarding and a whole place to host it in, and I have neither of those right now.
Going to commercial.
As always.
How can I help you?
Taking me for granted was your first mistake, and that was the beginning for my last heartache. Then you added insult to my misery when you started treating me just as you please. Count me out.
Mr. Dutterbeck, has the going got too rough for you, ever?
Well, you know, the blues move in, now I'm moving out, right?
Yeah.
No. No, I would not say the going's got too rough for me. That's what I say to that.
Mr. Dutterbeck, if you had a choice, let's say you survived there was a game, right, set in the post-apocalyptic Midwest, right?
Yes.
What would you want to be? Would you want to be, like, a radioactive human, or just a normal dude, or, like, maybe a plant or an animal?
This is about the session tomorrow, isn't it?
Perhaps it is.
Gosh darn it, Jackson Scannenberg. Gosh darn it. You tried to fool me, but no one can outsmart the Jackson.
I'm gonna drop the character for a minute. Do you know about Mitch's character? I know Sophia knows about Mitch's character.
He told me. Oh, he took every negative trait, isn't it?
No. Do you know about Fern?
Fern.
He's playing a potted plant named Fern.
Obviously. Of course he does.
Who is really... He's like a boomer. That's the best way I can describe it.
A boomer plant. That's great. That's a That's of course. Nice job, Mitch.
Or I think we've also used the term homeless Italian man to also describe the voice he's doing.
Homeless Italian man?
Homeless Italian man.
Is it no Italian man that has a home, right?
I'm pretty sure Mr. Jeff Letai, Tony himself, has a home.
Who?
Jeff Letai, Tony.
Who's Tony?
Tony's the operator of all of the food.
Whoa, you do not know Tony?
Blanky.
What?
Tony is the food manager for all of ADC in our region.
I'm sorry, but American Dining Creations does not exist because, by definition, creation is impossible. Only the change of one energy to another.
Then what should the company be called?
It should be called ADC, which stands for Not American, Not Dinings, Uncreation. Instead, they should go out to try to destroy every piece of food they could find. For we humans deserve no better.
Jackson, how are you feeling right now? At the current moment, what would you describe your emotional state as?
I don't know. I can't tell you about my own emotional state, except when it's into an extreme in one direction. This is very unextreme, Jackson, right now. I'm afraid I can't say anything. I would say my mood is like vaguely jiving, right? Yeah, I think
driving?
I'm jiving. No, you're the one driving here.
No, I'm the one dispatching. Kevin's the one driving.
Kevin's the one driving. That implies that people can be named Kevin.
And yeah, people
last I checked,
can be named Kevin.
No one can be named Kevin under the new law.
And what was that?
The nobody can be named Kevin law. Duh.
How'd they get that through Congress?
Have you ever met a person actually named Kevin?
Yeah, I did last week.
No, you haven't. You haven't at all.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Any times you think you have, your memories have been implanted by
No. My memories haven't been implanted.
You know, it's the people that say that the lizard people are doing all this terrible shit. It's the non-lizard people that are doing the awful shit. Right? It's like, it's sad. We live in a society.
Can you explain the connotations of the quote, "We live in a society," Jackson? Really
no,
explain
I
what
cannot.
It means. You can?
I cannot.
Can you explain what the term bababooey means?
No, I cannot.
I thought you were all-knowing. I thought you were omnipotent, Mr. Detterbeck.
When have I ever said I was omnipotent? I just said that everything I say is objectively true. But just because everything I
doesn't
say is
true.
Doesn't
that imply omnipotence, though?
No, that implies that reality conforms to whatever I say is true. But just
you
because
think, therefore,
reality conforms to what I say is true, does not mean reality, which I have no saying on, cannot exist.
Are you implying that if you think therefore I am, then you will, therefore you exist, and you exist, so you will? I did not hear your answer to
possibly.
That. Possibly. Perhaps.
Perhaps. Mayhaps.
Maybe.
Let's not do this thing again.
No, we already did this bit.
Did we?
Did we? I think we did.
Oh, we did. But
did
I just
we?
Said it in a slightly confused tone of voice in order to bring you off your game.
You remember... Mr. Detterbeck, are you a fan of the early seasons of SpongeBob SquarePants on Nickelodeon?
I wouldn't say a fan. I would say I watched it because there was nothing else on TV at the time. But I would not say I'm a fan.
I'm going to quote an episode now. I'll remember you in therapy. The full quote is, goodbye, everyone. I'll remember you all in therapy.
I do not remember that quote. No.
It's after Mr. Krabs busts through the wall of the Krusty Krab in an alternate timeline, completely naked.
What does Mr. Krabs look like completely naked? I don't want to know.
You can find a picture of it.
I do not want to search this. Why would I want to search Mr. Krabs naked?
You have a good point. But listen, it was aired on... he's a crab, right? So it's not like... It's just a red shell. It's not like you can see any bits. But no, he's legit, like... Completely nude in one episode.
Look up Mr. Krabs naked.
Mr. Bilkey, did you look up Mr. Krabs naked?
There are actual adult videos of this.
Oh no!
This is your fault, Jackson Scanberg. Your fault.
Well, Mr. Detterbeck.
Yes.
You're Jackson Scanberg again. I'm you.
You know, do you ever say your name like out loud? Randomly, just so that anyone who's, like, watching you can, like, actually remember who you are.
Like a Pokemon?
Yeah, kind of. Right? You know, do you ever go, like, oh, this is another great day for Jackson Derbeck as you're, like, walking down the street?
No, but I often say other people's names are having a great day when I'm walking down the street.
Why?
Talking to everyone that I meet, you know, each and every Arthur.
Oh god, this is a song I do not.
Oh, look, Mr. Wilkie posted the image in general. He found it. It's no real. That's it.
No thanks. No thanks. What is he doing to Sandy? God. Ah.
Oh. Someone else in general just posted a song by the great Wesley Willis. Mr. Detterbeck, do you know about Wesley Willis?
Yes. So everyone in Chicago was happy with the Sears Tower being called the Sears Tower. And then Willis fucking took the name of it, right, because Sears is like, ah, we're a corporation, it's not financially profitable for us, you'll be operating the store anymore, whoopee-doopee-doo. And then, fucking Willis, right, a company that no one has heard of, said, oh, we'll buy the name of the tower, and now let's call it, and now they're calling it the Willis Tower, but I still call it the Sears Tower. I still call it the Sears Tower in my heart.
So you're telling me Wesley Willis is the owner of the Willis Corporation, or whoever
yes.
bought Willis Sears Tower.
Oh, it's not. They didn't buy the Sears Tower. They took. They bought the naming rights.
They bought the name. Yes.
Yes.
Did you know that there's a line in one of the Wesley Willis songs that's outbeat?
Well, no, of course not. Because they don't even know the band. So I was making a joke about the Sears Tower instead. Fool.
Well. I'll let you know that they have a song where he says he beats Spider-Man with a rubber hose.
Do they have a song when they say that? Or did you just...
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Are you
yes.
sure? Are you sure? Are you
and it's
Harper?
One guy.
Is it one guy? Or is it multiple guys, but they just have the same suit? And then they just go and, like, trade the suits?
No. No, it's one guy.
Is it one guy, or is it every guy?
It's one guy.
Is it one guy? Are you
yes.
sure?
Yes, or, I'm fairly
or,
certain.
Okay, I'm just saying, right? Identical twins, but like 10 of them, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's one
and
guy.
And the rest of them, right, are just working day jobs. But in case needs arises, they down.
No, I'm fairly certain and it's just one guy.
How can you be certain? With everything I say is true.
I will it to be. I will there to only be one guy.
You will it? You will it?
No, I don't will it.
Yeah,
I just will it.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it. The use of power of their wills.
Actually, it only works on your birthday, which it is. It's my birthday.
That's why they have 365 of them, right? For each of their birthdays, right? But if you're able to get them in the leap year, right? And the one day they don't have it, you can fraud them for who they really are.
Mr. Detterbeck, do you ever just sit back and wonder what you're doing with your life?
No. Next question.
Mr. Detterbeck, what's the latest book you've read?
Latest book, I've been reading How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a good book. Let me go grab it. It's in my backpack. Who wrote it? It's one Dale Carnegie.
Neat.
Is it neat or is it unneat? Are you uninterested
what's
in
the condition the book's in?
What condition?
It's
used. Someone highlighted it. I think I got it from my grandfather. So either he bought a used copy or this was his edition. I don't know.
Then I guess the book is not very neat.
What do you mean the book's not very neat?
Well, it's got writing on it. It's not very neat.
All books have writing on them.
No. But I mean external writing from a highlighter.
Would you really count highlighting as writing? Right? It has way too important information, right? But, so is, drawing pictures, and you wouldn't say that's writing.
No, I would say drawing pictures is writing.
Really?
In a sense, yes.
But, what?
Yes. Have you ever heard of hieroglyphs, Mr. Detterbeck?
No. There's a difference between, using an alphabet, right? Or using symbolic language, right? And between that and, actually, drawing pictures of, the sky and the moon or whatever, right? They represent it, but it's, in a formalized, standardized way, right? That's the difference between a normal picture and hieroglyphics is that hieroglyphics is standardized, right? It's common from one place to another. Whereas just drawing pictures is non-standardized.
Well, then what about the people that work on Sesame Street and children's shows? They spend hours drawing letters, as you have put it, or are they spending hours writing letters in highly stylized ways?
Yeah, that's fonts. But, just because they're using different fonts doesn't mean, the essence of the alphabet goes away. Right? You can have a font, right? But there's a difference between a font that is still the same underlying alphabet and a whole texture, right? Fonts are works of art in their own right. But the intention, the font itself is not used to convey information. The alphabet that it contains and codes is. Meanwhile, a picture itself is what communicates information.
Jacksons, do you think if we were to use fonts to communicate and convey information as well as the actual text, do you think that is a viable way of communicating?
Yeah. I mean, I'm being a bit pedantic, but we do use fonts to convey information that's not containing text itself, right? Something written in Comic Sans carries a different meaning, semantic meaning, than something written in the same thing written in Times New Roman, right?
But does it though? I mean, there's a Dutch war memorial written in Comic Sans.
This is War Memorial written in Comic Sans?
Yes, this is real.
And people made fun of it. because
yes.
the image it was conveying, the encoded words, were at odds with the information contained within the font itself, as I say.
Well, that's just because people are a bit troublesome.
What do you mean people are a bit troublesome?
People have their own opinions. I think Comic Sans is just a very beautiful language. Or font.
But Comic Sans is a beautiful language. Speak to me in the language of the gods. All right, Comic Sans time.
If Comic Sans sounded like something, what would it sound like?
Comic Sans.
Like Comic Sans.
Yes, if Comic Sans sound like something, I sound like Comic Sans.
Oh my god, I just got a stupid joke. It just came to me. Oh. I'm sorry. I need a moment. I need a revelation moment.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'm done with my revelation moment.
That's good to hear. I'm good.
Have you ever had a quote-unquote revelation moment where you have to just drop everything and you realize something is wrong?
No.
Or you...
Wait, oh, you mean something's wrong? Yes, I had one of those today. I was like, oh crap, the registration for my spring classes was 2 days ago. I need to do it right now. And I blew it on my computer and got to the page, and I realized that, oh, today's the 18th, not the 17th.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I mean, nothing.
I thought today was the 17th, but it was the 13th.
Yes, but how could you... I mean, I guess 17 and 13 are close enough, number-wise. But I mean, one's on a Wednesday and one's on a Saturday. And... How?
I think you just have a flawed view of time.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do. By the way, Jackson, did you know that one of the people that has been popping in and out of the podcast may or may not be my siblings and or parents?
Wait, what?
Yes. One of the people popping in and out may or may not have been my siblings and her parents and grandfather.
Oh, that's why you didn't want to talk to me to talk about what Mitch wrote into.
We're going on commercial break.
Looking for a new Honda Civic you can afford? Get Romanized! Looking for the Midwest's lowest price on a new Honda? Get Romanized at Bob Rorman Schaumburg Honda.
I'm Bob Rorman, and we're closing out all new 89 Hondas with incredible year-end deals. This week only, we're giving up to $2,000 cash back on all remaining 89 Accords. $2,000 cash back.
That's what Romanizing is all about.
Get Romanized by the king of customer satisfaction.
Bob Rorman.
Bob Rorman, Schaumburg Honda, Golf and Plum Grove.
And we're back to Smooth Sailing on WJEB Radio 101.1 FM, Milwaukee's finest country. I'm here with Jackson Dutterbeck. I'm tired. Nice to meet you. And depending on how the next couple minutes go, and if I get any more calls, we might have to end it early. What were we talking about before?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't a clue. Right? I just get the motor on my mouth running, and it just goes. And I come back to see if it crashed spectacularly 10 minutes later.
What's your favorite animal, Jackson?
I don't know, in terms of, like, affection, or companionship, or...
All of like, them, all of the above.
Looks cool. I couldn't say. You know, I'm bad with favorites. I feel a hard time, like, not overanalyzing it. But perhaps, like, that's just a coward's way out, right? I just say, like, oh, I'm bad with favorites. But I don't bother. Maybe I'm just too afraid of, like, trying not to offend anyone by having a long favorites that I dodge the question whenever it comes up. When in reality, I should accept my favorites as part of who I am. Right?
No, pick your favorite.
Oh, yeah. Still dodging the question. The favorite animal? Human. There. I win.
Who's your favorite human?
Oh, this one called, like, Jackson Derbeck?
Oh, that's a pretty... I don't like that answer. I have a different favorite human.
Well, who's your favorite?
Someone named Jackson.
Are you sure? I thought they'd be called, Mitchell Hendricks.
Oh. No. No, John Bilkey, who's standing outside of my window at work. I would not. No. I do not want anything from Cops, the restaurant.
What, you don't want to cop anything? Aren't you copping out?
No. Yes, I am copping out of Cops. Maybe I actually will. I'm getting several messages from someone else now.
He will. He so will. He moves in mysterious ways. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. She moves in mysterious ways. Bow, wow, bow. Bow, wow. Drain the pressure from the swelling.
Cops is an ice cream place?
The sensation's overwhelming. Out of body, out of mind, and everything will be alright. Tell me, Jimmy, I won't feel a thing. So give me Novocaine. I'll never get She's a rebel, she's a saint, she's a salt of the earth, and she's dangerous. She's a rebel, vigilante. She sings for revolution. Darling of our lives.
Jackson, should I get ice cream or not?
You should get me ice cream.
You
should get ice cream and then give it to me. Listeners, if any of you are in MLH right now, go to room 507 and give the person inside ice cream. He'd very much appreciate it. It's for the duty of all mankind.
Jackson, what do you think about ending this show a bit early?
I think it's copping out, just like how you copped out from ice cream.
I mean, to be fair, I had a lot of insomnia products over the past 2 days.
Because of your birthday?
And my pre-birthday.
And your pre-birthday. You know, people who celebrate pre-birthdays deserve ice cream headaches. So get more ice cream. If I don't fatten you up now, you won't taste as delicious when I eat you later.
That's creepy and weird.
Is it?
Yes. Objectively so.
How so?
Cannibalism is wrong.
How is it wrong?
Because you're consuming people. I mean, just from a health standpoint, it makes people go insane.
Well, yes, but like if you cook it properly, that won't be a problem, right?
No, it's still is a problem. I don't know the biology behind it.
No, but like if you make a nice like stock out of the bones, right? That's not going to have any of that nasty chemicals and muscles in it, will it now?
No, I'm pretty sure it would still result in a problem, Jackson. Other Jackson.
Right? That's why you have to have it sparingly, right? You know?
I'm pretty sure it would still get to you over time.
If I have the little nibble, right, and I don't have anything else in my entire life, it'd be fine.
That's perhaps true, but we're talking about regularly eating people.
Well, obviously, regularly eating people is bad, right?
Even doing it multiple times is bad. Doing it is bad, period.
Not in moderation.
Yes, from a moral standpoint, it is.
What have morals ever done for me,
I don't know, Jackson. What have morals ever done for you?
Allow me to not be dead.
Fair enough.
Is it fair? Do you think you're a fair person, Jackson Scanberg?
Fairly. I think I'm fairly fair.
How so? Okay, if you wanted a cake, right, and you had a cake that you had to split with a friend, how would you cut the cake?
Answer was, I cut it so that everyone there got one slice. And then I didn't cut the rest, asked if anyone wanted one of the last two possible slices before I took the extra home, and then proceeded to take the extra home when no one said, I want either of the two last slices.
So you abuse people's standards of courtesy in order to steal cake from them. Clever.
No, they know I would have given it to any of them.
Yes, they know, but none of them wants to speak up. For I've been seen as rude to be the one guy who takes a second slice of cake.
You do have a point.
So you're able to go home with three slices of cake at the end of the day. Clever.
Well, what you're saying would be true if I didn't offer those two slices to two people They didn't show up. They were reserved for two people who said no at the last minute.
Yes, because you destroyed their car.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
One was out getting tea, and the other one was out driving.
Yes, and why were they out driving? To go see their poor grandmother for one last time before they kicked the bucket.
No.
And you know why? And you know why their grandmother was dying? Because you gave them cancer, you monster.
No, I didn't do any of that.
Did you? Didn't you?
No. No.
I have the evidence to prove it.
First of all, they did not drive to see their grandmother because, one, that would not be physically possible, and two, they drove back to MLH because I knew where they were going. They were going to get dinner afterwards.
Yes, an excuse, because they didn't want to have other people feel sadness on your special day. And you abused that.
I had eight slices, evenly cut, and they just didn't want it.
I know your type. Your manipulative type, and I have proof on how you poisoned that poor grandmother. I won't release it if you give me the ice cream you're getting from Blakey.
I'm not getting ice cream from cops.
You can't cop out of this one. You can't cop out of this one, Jackson Scanberg.
No, I'm gonna cop out right now. Thanks, everyone. This has been Jackson Scanberg on
Well, this has been Jackson Tetterback with Jackson Scamberg on Smooth Sailing on WJEP 101.1 FM, Milwaukee's finest country radio. I'll see you next week at the same time. I'm coughing out. Goodbye. I'll remember you all in therapy.
Yes, you've been out on the loose. You still feel like a haunted man. What kind of life just ain't no use. It's gonna be a long night, waiting for the first light. It's gonna be a long night. You sit around and talk a while. Stealing like a thief. The silence kills and the talk is cheap. And you don't get no relief. It's gonna be a long night, waiting for the first light.